Good morning. This is Sunday, the 14th day of July, 2019. And we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God, whom we hear from. We are blessed to hear from every day. And now we return to the sacred silence, ready to hear from the Spirit of Jesus. And as much as He promised, gosh, over 13 years ago, I think, to come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to know. And so we return to the secret chamber of the Most High and pray, Jesus, we're ready, when You are, to continue to teach us and show us the way.
I am with you. You are never alone. For those of you who are willing to open and receive, the gifts flow in as many as you need, and you begin to carry those gifts with you and use them as the day unfolds. For as you use the gifts of heaven, the miracles appear one after another, exchanging smiles for a tear. Exchanging abundance for lack. Exchanging peace for chaos. Sometimes there is conflict between the ways of the world in the ways of God. Occasionally, they flow together. But often, they're different. If you abide with the ways of the world, you will be hesitant to reveal many of the gifts of spirit you carry with you. If you are concerned about being thought different, strange, or ill, you will not share many of the messages and the courage you gain from the messages and messengers out of fear. So I tell you this. Most of you have either read these words or heard these words, or at least have an inkling of these words within you. Because of all the words in the Bible, there are many that stand out because of repetition, and these stand out because of repetition. Before I returned to our eternal home, I did speak to those I loved. And I said to them, I have more I want to teach you. I have more I want to share with you because I love you. But it is my time to go. Therefore, when I return to our eternal home, I will ask our Father, and the Father will send the Holy Spirit to dwell within you, so that when you feel lost, you will know the way. So that when you need words of encouragement, they will be there for you. I also added that no one around you will know the Holy Spirit, for they will not see the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will be dwelling within you. Now, certainly these words I'm speaking to you today are a paraphrase of the conversation I had with those I loved. But which of you would be willing to stand up and say, without hesitation, I heard the words of the Holy Spirit within me, and these words guided me through the storm. These words filled the sail that carried me over troubled waters. These words were my wings during the storm, and they brought me home safely, where I could be at peace and warm. Many of you believe the words regarding the Holy Spirit. Many of you believe that the Holy Spirit was intentionally sent to be your counselor. But if you doubt what you are hearing from within, the guidance from within, how can you know where to go? How can you see the unseen? Every aspect of your life upon earth has been covered with an insurance policy. It's all ready for you. The angels have all gone before you to prepare a way for you to walk, for you to live. No stone has been left unturned which would trip you up. You have the instruction plans. You have the guidance and the direction maps. They're all in you. But you cannot utilize these tools of heaven if you will not open to the Spirit of God within you. And when you open to the Spirit of God within you and find the strength and courage to speak of this direction that gives you power over deception and evil and any type of disruption you might encounter, how can you help those around you? Without the willingness to use the tools you have been given, you all become solitary ships in a sea of turmoil. There's no unity. There's no community. There's only darkness and doubt. As you prepare to go into the week, remember, no matter what you are going to face this coming week, There's already a plan in place. The Holy Spirit is within you to guide you. If you can believe this, then use it. Don't deny it. Don't hope the Holy Spirit is there within you. Know it. And then act as if you know it. The more you practice and the more you open to the communication of this divine counselor from heaven, the less likely you will be to say, I thought I heard, I thought I saw, I thought I felt. The days will pass, and soon you will be witness to, I heard the words of the Holy Spirit, and they guided me all the way home.